This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome to This Day in Sports History. It's January 30th, and on this day in 1996, Magic Johnson returned to the NBA after a four-year hiatus. The scene was the Great Western Forum in Los Angeles. Johnson had retired from the NBA in November of 1991, following his HIV-positive announcement. The 96 LA Lakers were no longer the Showtime Lakers of the 80s, and they were just six games over 500 at this point in the season. Magic's comeback was a jumper cable the Lakers needed to ignite a playoff run. Entering the game 2.5 minutes into the first quarter, he was met with a standing ovation from the Forum crowd, and he showed flashes of the young Magic Johnson. Despite being 30 pounds heavier and playing power forward instead of his traditional point guard role, Magic went to work. He dished, he ball-faked his way to the basket, and he knocked down some shots. He nearly messed around and got a triple-double, finishing with 19 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds in 27 minutes in a 128-118 win over the Golden State Warriors. The Lakers had a good run the rest of the way, winning 29 out of 40. Magic averaged 15 points, 6 boards, and 7 assists over that stretch. The Lakers made the playoffs but were bounced in the first round by Houston. After the Lakers were eliminated, Magic announced he was retiring for good, happy to go out on his terms this time. Interesting fact, Magic had purchased a 5% ownership stake in the Lakers after his first retirement. In order to play again in the league, he had to sell his stake and signed a $2.5 million contract for the remainder of the season. Also, after his initial retirement, he did come back to play in the NBA All-Star Game and was named MVP. He also played with the Dream Team in the 92 Olympics, winning gold in Barcelona. Also on this day, in 2018, James Harden scored 60 points in a 114-107 win over the Orlando Magic. Now, scoring 60 is a nice feat in itself, but what made this a one-of-a-kind event is it was part of a triple-double. He added 11 assists and 10 rebounds, marking the first 60-point triple-double in NBA history. Luka Doncic joined Harden on that rare list in 2022. In 1971, the UCLA Bruins beat UC Santa Barbara 74-61 in what was the first win in their NCAA record 88-game winning streak. They would not lose again until January 19, 1974. And in 1924, Great Britain won the first Olympic gold in curling, beating France by the whopping score of 46-4. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.